There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. We begin in Australia, where the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, ASIO, has linked Iran to two anti-Semitic attacks in 2024. In response, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced what measures will be taken following this development.
ASIO has now gathered enough credible intelligence that the Iranian government directed at least two of these attacks. A short time ago, we informed the Iranian ambassador to Australia that he would be expelled. We have suspended operations at our embassy in Tehran. I can also announce the government will legislate to list Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC, as a terrorist organisation. A message to all Australians that we stand against anti-Semitism and we stand against violence. And a message to nations like Iran that your aggression will not be tolerated.
Meanwhile, major Jewish organizations have come out in strong defense of Katharina von Schnürbein, the EU's anti-Semitism coordinator, after critics accused her of bias for opposing sanctions against Israel. In a joint letter, leading Jewish groups praised their efforts to protect Jewish dignity and security and condemned attacks on her as undermining the EU's credibility in fighting anti-Semitism. The controversy followed claims that she overstepped her authority by opposing measures which could impact EU-Israel relations. The Uman gravesite of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov in Ukraine is set for a $2 million renovation starting winter 2026. The project features a new women's section, dedicated prayer halls, a dance hall, and separate restrooms for women. Recognized as Ukraine's national heritage, the site's upgrade aims to improve the experience of tens of thousands of visitors during Rosh Hashanah. This development follows improved Ukrainian-Israeli relations amid ongoing regional tensions. Journalist and author Sasha Vasilyuk's debut novel, Your Presence is Mandatory, has earned her the prestigious 2025 Sami Ruhr Prize for Jewish Literature. The novel, inspired by her Jewish grandfather's service in the Red Army and his Nazi captivity, sheds light on a little-known chapter of Jewish Soviet history still resonant today. And as she prepares for her award ceremony in New York, she reflects on her work as both a form of reclamation and tribute to Jewish resilience. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. Hostage families staged a nationwide protest today, marking a day of civic struggle, and displayed photos outside the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order targeting flag desecration, promising jail time for offenders, and urging vigorous prosecution. Rabin Medical Center doctors have achieved a groundbreaking emergency mitral valve repair on a heart transplant patient, showcasing remarkable surgical innovation and expertise. Researchers have uncovered a massive dam at Siloam Pool in Jerusalem City of David, dating back 2,800 years. And finally, Richard Feder, a Czech rabbi and Holocaust survivor, exemplified unwavering Jewish resilience and faith amidst adversity. Leading the prominent Jewish community in Kolin, he risked his life during Nazi occupation to protect and save his congregants. Feder's efforts in restoring synagogues, cemeteries, and preserving Czech Jewish heritage underscored his dedication to his faith and community. Celebrated at Brno's Stettelfest tomorrow until August the 31st, his inspiring story highlights the enduring spirit of Czech Judaism. Through exhibitions and cultural events at this year's event, Feder's legacy continues to foster remembrance, resilience, and pride in Jewish identity across Czechia. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. And if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.